since today is my first recording, I think I'll just pretty much take it easy for a minute and let you know what I'm thinking. First of all, I am sick and tired of hearing about 2020, 2020, 2020 is driving me crazy. 2020, can't you just shut up for another year? We just got over an election, it seems. This guy's been in office for 2 years. Let him sit in it for another year, then talk about 2020. You've got like 20 candidates as Democrats to run already, and God knows how many there will be. And I don't know if Trump will ever be, you know, someone's going to come in as a Republican against him. Who cares? This is 2019. What we'd like to know today is, do you happen to have any infrastructure bills that you could pass through Congress? You know, maybe instead of all this other stuff you're doing. That's good what you're doing. But one congresswoman said that you could chew gum and walk at the same time. Let's see you do that. Let's see infrastructure money into our country. States have bridges that are falling down. We have roadways that are almost impossible to travel. These have to be resolved. We have waterways that need help. We have water systems that need help. We can look throughout the nation and see that water systems are breaking down because of when they were built hundreds of years ago. Infrastructure. Let's start thinking about, as elected officials, the people of the United States, and not whether or not I'm going to get elected again in 2 years, as a congressman thinks. Unfortunately, we need to get rid of that. Make it 2 4-year terms so he doesn't think about re-election. Because every 2 years, a congressman has to think about getting reelected. So what do? They get elected, and then they run for reelection, and nothing gets done. And nothing has been getting done because of obstructionism on both parties' part for the last 8 years, at least, probably 10. Let's get the people's business done. Why don't you do your job? You get paid $173,000 a year or whatever to work, 3 days a week, maybe? And you want to complain about all these terrible things that are happening to you? Nobody cares about you. Take care of the American people. Take care of our highways, our water, our way of life, so that we can continue on with a happy and healthy life, so that we can pay enough taxes to support you and keep you happy while you sit in office until you drop dead at your desk. If you want to have fun, you watch some of these congressional hearings. By the way, I get rid of cable TV. I don't want to see it. I was so sick and tired of sitting down, watching television. I made myself do it and want to shoot the television set because of a bunch of talking heads that had absolutely no idea what they were saying. Speculation all over the place. It's like, God Almighty, shut up. No, you stupid nut. You're the one watching it. Shut it off. So, in a sense, we did. Get rid of cable. Get a smart TV. I can watch Netflix all day and not have to worry about all this other idiotic stuff. I hear about things, and of course we're going to talk about that. But it's time for these folks to start doing something for us. And if you want to have fun, ask your home Google how old Senator so-and-so is. And when you start hearing about 82, 85, 86, then you start wondering why we shouldn't do something about that. Going to be a whole bunch of people running for office. Let's hope that we can support them. In the meantime, let's talk about the issues that really affect us and why we are affected by them. Politicians don't know that. Most people are too busy working and trying to maintain their mortgages and their way of life and feed their kids and just get everything done that they have to get done out of the way with bills and so forth than to think about politics. So let us think about it a little bit for you, kind of give you some idea of what's going on. And if you disagree, please let us know. And if you hate us, just shut it off. I'm Dan O'Connell. I'll speak to you again soon.